Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history, as we go through the great events of October 23rd in this sports break and talk about some of the greatest athletes and the events that they happened to occur on that day, uniform numbers that they were wearing. But before we get to those uniform numbers, let's make sure that you know that we are on Facebook. We're at Pigskin Dispatch, two separate words, and we are bringing some great posts out each and every day. Hope you'll join us. Hope you'll follow us and like our posts on there. Sure helps us out quite a bit, and we really appreciate your patronage. Now, those uniform numbers for October 23rd, they're 42, 9, 26, 8, 40, 19, and number 11. October 23rd, 1923, the legendary Yankee slugger Babe Ruth made a postseason exhibition appearance in, get this, a rival New York Giants uniform. Remember, he played for the Yankees. As the Big Apple squad dropped the Baltimore Orioles 9-0 in a benefit game for former Giants owners John Day. October 23rd, 1945, trailblazing baseball player Jackie Robinson signed a contract with the Montreal Royals, a minor league farm team of the Brooklyn Dodgers. We know Mr. Robinson wore number 42 as a Dodger in the majors, but did you know what he wore with the Royals of Montreal? Well, he wore number 9 during that 1945 season in the minors. And in fact, the future Hall of Fame player would play 124 games for Montreal before the famous groundbreaking signing with Brooklyn. October 23rd, 1974, the Chicago Cubs traded six-time Major League Baseball All-Star outfielder Billy Williams, who wore number 26, to the Oakland A's for a second baseman, number 8, Manny Trillo, and two pitchers along with him. October 23rd, 1984, the Chicago Cubs number 40, Rick Sutcliffe, was selected as a unanimous choice as the National League Cy Young winner. October 23rd, 1993. During the World Series, the defending champion Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 8-6 at Sky Dome in Toronto to clinch the series at 4-2. The most valuable player for the series was Blue Jays infielder Paul Molitor with number 19. October 23rd, 2008, Joe Sakic, number 19, scored his final career goal. It was his 625th of his career in the NHL against the Edmonton Oilers. And on October 23rd, 2019, All-Star point guard number 11, Kyrie Irving, lit up the scoreboard with 50 points against the Minnesota Timberwolves, setting a new National Basketball Association record for points on a debut with a new team, the Brooklyn Nets. Irving and the Nets fell in that game, though, 127-126, losing by 1 point at home to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And that is your sports break for today. Your sports history is brought every day here by the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast, and we hope you'll join us each and every day. And also join us over on the Sports History Network, where our podcast is on there, Pigskin Dispatch is on there, Orville Mulligan Sports Writers on there, and there's also almost 30 other different podcasters that have some great information on sports history of different eras, genres, guests and historians and authors, and boy, it's just tremendous stuff over there, sportshistorynetwork.com. And don't forget pigskindispatch.com for your favorite football information. We talk about football events every single day, Hall of Fame birthdays, the greatest games. We talk about a certain team each and every day of the year, and bring you some great history for them as well. So find us at pigskindispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Sports History Day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.